It is an honor for me to address you on the occasion of the 27th annual session of the Commission on Science and Technology for Development. As one of the functional commissions of the Economic and Social Council, and as focal point within the UN system for science, technology, and innovation for development, the CSTD plays a crucial role in shaping the discussion on the role of science and technology in making progress with and fulfilling Agenda 2030 for sustainable development. At the current time, the world faces multiple crises which are challenging us as we endeavour to achieve the SDGs and underscoring the urgent need for science, technology and innovation to contribute to finding overarching solutions. This is particularly critical for developing countries who face a heightened risk of being sidelined in the midst of breakneck technological change since they do not have the necessary resources and capacity. This year's discussions of the CSTD on the need to focus on the potential offered by data and technology in achieving sustainable development for all will be highly relevant in terms of the ongoing discussions on these topics. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, I pay tribute to the technical cooperation programs provided by the Commission and UNCTAD, its secretariat. These are practical science and tech for development solutions. The recent presentation on these programs by the chairperson of the Commission, Ms. Anna Christina Dantashnevich, during the coordination segment of ECOSOC, pointed to concrete cooperation activities to enable countries to achieve the SDGs, and moreover, this offers a valuable input to the discussions underway on these topics. I am delighted to see that the Commission will be continuing with this important work through discussions on the technological assessment carried out in Zambia and the Seychelles as part of work to promote technological assessment in African countries. I also pay tribute to the burgeoning cooperation between the Commission and the Multi-Stakeholder Forum on Science and Technology and Innovation for the SDGs, or the SDI Forum. Effectively coordinating our efforts will be key to harnessing synergies and getting back on track to achieve the SDGs. I await with interest the continued cooperation between the Commission and the forthcoming STI Forum to be taking place in New York in early May, as well as with other subsidiary bodies of ECOSOC and relevant intergovernmental processes. With this in mind, its contribution to the current discussions on the Global Digital Compact will be of great relevance. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, we must acknowledge the rapid spread of emerging technologies and their immense potential to advance the SDGs, but also the associated risks. It is for this reason that I have proposed that the Council hold a special ECOSOC meeting on the potential of AI in meeting the SDGs. This meeting will be taking place in the afternoon of the 7th of May in New York. Its purpose is to examine the role of governance frameworks for the ethical and responsible rollout of AI in support of the implementation of the SDGs. The meeting will also offer opportunities for exchange of knowledge, cooperation, and joint work between different interested parties, offering concrete examples of how AI can be used and harnessed in order to address the challenges, the complex social challenges around the SDGs. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, multilateral cooperation and solidarity are fundamental in successful implementation of Agenda 2030. They are also key in harnessing the opportunities offered by technology and its progress in a safe, inclusive, responsible and ethical manner. I wish you fruitful discussions in this, the 27th session, and I await with interest the outcomes of your discussions. I thank you.